between now and Election Day.
We are running as the underdog.
We want to take back our country.
Hear about it first.
2024, America's greatest victory.
Talk about it now.
Can't get enough news.
The sky gets it right.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
It is a happy Hump Day, Trump Day.
That it is.
Man, can you believe it? After that loss or steal, I guess we should call it.
After the previous election.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I think we were all so super depressed and stuff like that. But I kept it up. Yeah. And we kept rooting for the Trumpster. And you know, everybody's like, no, it's never going to happen again.
And it did. But didn't it kind of seem like, well, that time has come and gone. Just for a little while. Didn't it feel that way?
Not for me. But I felt it from everybody. Yes. Yeah.
We've moved on.
And mine was totally optimistic, hopeful. I didn't know anything beyond what anybody else knew. I was just, no, it can't be. So I was in denial. Denial mixed with optimism, and here we are. And he is literally on the precipice of winning this election. Not any reason at all to let your guard down. Everybody go out and vote.
Yep.
Greg and I.
Yes.
Let's pat ourselves on the back.
Absolutely.
We did our good deeds yesterday, and I was in Clay County at the City Hall, Keystone.
How busy was it?
Steady, but no real waiting in line. People working there, super efficient, super friendly, great guidance. Anybody who was new to the process would not have had any problems at all. Man who was working security was friendly and funny, and everybody seemed to be in very good spirits. And that is a corner of Clay County that is very Republican.
Okay.
And so give me the feel where you might not be in totally friendly confines.
We were at the I took my mom in yesterday. Jen's going to go vote this week, but we took my mom in. We were at the library on 43rd, and if I were to guess, percentage-wise, I would say yes, we were probably a real minority.
It's
Gainesville, so, But it was a good line. Now, once they got you in, moved very quickly, process was great, people were great. Good process there. But we stood outside for a while.
And I am glad, and so is Betsy, that we kind of had that outline on all the amendments.
Yes.
Very, very helpful.
Mom took the sample ballot in just to kind of make sure, because, it's pages, and you're looking, it's the front, the back, and it's a lot of print. And you got to kind of make sure you're following along and know what you're doing, where you're at.
Yeah, if you start to read, the amendments and you're not familiar with them, you're going to be lost.
Yeah, in the polling booth is not the place to figure it out.
So. we'll sprinkle those in throughout the show, and then you can also go to the Bob Rose Show podcast, and there's specific ones where we had Tim Martin in here, also Keith Perry talking about some of the local ones, and really giving you some guidance direction. Doesn't mean you need to take that guidance or direction. You're your own person, but at least it'll give you a guidance as to the language issues and some things that aren't always easily evident, especially if you walk in there and attempt to, like I said, read it and figure it out.
Well, a neighbor called me literally minutes before we were getting ready to leave the house to go and vote. He goes, I'm trying to figure a couple of these out. And again, it was the six constitutional amendments to the Constitution for Florida. And sometimes you just got to talk them out a little bit. But what does this really mean? Who does this really benefit? Does it really do anything for people, or is it for a company, or what's the end game here? And so you got to kind of figure that out.
So as much as we tell people to do their homework, we try to do our homework to help them.
Yep.
There was a question that I had to answer on the ballot in Clay County that I wasn't aware of.
Because you've been talking about,
Well, because, Clay's not in our listening area. Well, we have a lot of great listeners in and around Keystone and Interlochen and that, but it's not technically our focus.
From a radio market sense.
Yeah.
They have boundaries of what's our radio market. And so, but we know the signal,
even though we have great,
the
yeah,
signal doesn't care about county lines.
No. But I wasn't familiar with it. And it was like a bond issue. And it was like a $40 million bond issue that was going to, it said, you know, protect some lands, farms. I don't know. But I thought about it. And I'm like, yeah, $40 million when you talk about a budget. Oh, of a county, especially one like Clay County, it's a tiny drop in the bucket.
Right.
So I voted yes on it. I'm still, I think I did the right thing. I'm not sure.
Someone will let you know.
Yeah. They usually do.
Yeah. People, Rose, you got that one wrong.
Well, that's, look, we've got great listeners, great callers. We're very blessed with all that. For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. On this happy Hump Day, Trump Day, brought to you by, oh, it's funny, I said Florence Recycling. It's like, no, that was from yesterday.
That's all right.
So when I first come in, you can tell, you know, when I'm starting to write my cheat sheet out and all that.
And you don't know, like, what day it is?
I'm just following along. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. No, I got the happy Hump Day, Trump Day, and then I wrote just out of habit Florence Recycling next to it.
That's funny.
So free plug for our friends. And
there was a plug for you and the Bob Rhodes Golf Tournament last night. I was at the ARC annual meeting.
Yes, the big annual meeting.
And they were kind of going down the list of things that they had accomplished over the last year. And one of those things was the annual Bob Rhodes Golf Tournament, and raised about $50,000. So that was mentioned. And so they acknowledged. I stood up for you since you weren't
there. Thank you, sir.
And
thank you, sir. So, did you get any trophy or food or anything you brought me?
Well, I had salmon, and you don't like salmon, so sorry.
You can't say salmonella without salmon. Speaking of which,
yes,
the quarter-pound controversy McDonald's, I guess not a controversy, but E. coli. I'll give you the actual CDC report version of it, and that way you can follow along. Oh, by the way, one of the big stories, Tulsi Gabbard has joined the Republican Party.
That's huge.
Come on in, Tulsi. Let me give you a hug.
Yeah.
It is a kind of a big news story, although I'm like, what took you so long?
Yeah, I know. Well, she kind of did it a gradual kind of thing, it seemed like.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Lots of events coming this weekend. We'll let you know about Haunted Trails, Oktoberfest, etc. So you don't need to go anywhere, right? Lock it in. Lock it in, as I used to say.
Cock
locked and loaded.
Yeah.
The Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy right here on 97.3. The Sky.